You tuned into Gospel for Grampian Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland. This is the Community Elements Show. And still to come in this particular show, we have Foster Care Fortnight, and we'll be looking at that just a little bit later on, that coming up in about 5 or so minutes time. But first of all, on another note to do with energy, any visitors to Aberdeen, whether coming by sea from Orkney and Shetland, perhaps even coming in by air, or visitors to Aberdeen Bay to the beach, will have noticed a number of wind turbines having been erected. These are not any ordinary turbines. In fact, they're the world's most powerful turbine to be successfully installed in waters off the coast of Aberdeen. Weighing in at 191 metres tall, each blade being 80 metres long, with a 64 metre rotor, has a circumference larger than the London Eye. The Aberdeen Bay development will be Scotland's largest offshore wind test and demonstration facilities and will trial next generation technology. It has been hit by delays, including a few objections from notable characters. The installation from the initial turbine comes 2 weeks after a giant floating crane successfully installed the first of the foundations, with these using a new style never employed before in a commercial project. The turbine's installation marks the first time an 8.8 megawatt model has been deployed commercially in the offshore wind industry. The development will have two of these 8.8 megawatt turbines together with nine 8.4 megawatt turbines, developers saying it will be able to produce the equivalent of more than 70% of Aberdeen's domestic energy needs. Now, we're hoping to be able to do an energy special here on Gospel for Grampian in future weeks, and we will then be able to have a chat, hopefully, to someone from the local Aberdeen Renewable Energy Group. So hopefully have a chat to them and find out more, not only about this project, but indeed how about renewable energy is really going to come about in the future. And what we'll do as well is to take a picture and pop it on the Gospel for Grampian Facebook page, so you can actually see the size of these turbines and what they look like in the bay at the moment. And hopefully before too long, they'll be away producing power.